Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
What's good, brothers and sisters? It's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max with Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, and Freddie Coleman, in for Max Kellerman on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPN2. Glad to be a part of everything today, especially after the game one we saw last night. Jimmy Butler was terrific in the first half, but then in the second half, we went completely out of his Texas mind, just taking apart Boston at both ends of the floor. And Jay, we're all watching the game, we're all checking it out, and everybody's always wondering about Jimmy Butler being that dude, or can he be a dude leading other dudes to be a champion? People wondered about that, the Miami Heat. If game one's any indication, this is going to be a long series, in my opinion. I pick Miami to win the series in six. We'll see what happens. But there are any doubts about Jimmy Butler going into this playoffs, he keeps erasing those doubts game after game, second by second.
First off, Freddie.
First off, that's what I was about to say. Morning.
Good morning, Freddie.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Let's get right into it, Freddie.
Hey, you know how we do. We just get right into it. I don't want to waste your time. I don't want you to waste anybody else's time.
No damn time. No, I'm top of the morning to you, Fred.
Oh, boy, top of the morning. We're in Merry Old England now instead of Merry Old New York and Bristol, Connecticut.
No, I was like, okay, Freddie, give us all of it, but good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Glad to have you on with
us.
Glad
to be with you guys, by the
way. Yes. Looking good in that V-neck, man. I see you working it this morning.
Hey, when you get as old as I am, you got to do everything you can to hold everything in. Let's put it that way.
And just in case you're wondering, you're asking, I have the voice of the up front from yesterday.
Yes. So you have the nose of somebody who had a bloody nose all damn day. What? How does that? I told you to stop picking your nose, man.
Wow. How did we get here?
You can't be digging up there for gold. We be talking about this. You had 9,000 bloody tissues around you yesterday. What happened? I don't care about the game. I need
Apparently
to hear what
not.
Happened yesterday. All I know is, like, Key's coming to town. Oh, we here. We pop. I'm like, where's Key at? Just FaceTiming him in the hospital. What?
HIPAA laws, man. Can't discuss. Cannot discuss my medical condition.
Contractually obligated to not discuss those kind of things? That's what you're telling everybody?
It was the scariest and the craziest experience one has ever had, Freddie.
How'd it happen?
Man, I have no idea, to be honest with you, Jay. I flew in to get ready for the show to work with you guys yesterday, and it was like about 3 a.m. in the morning. And I just felt warm on my face.
Right.
On one side of your face?
I just figured, I was sweating.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, damn, that warm's not going away. So I rubbed my face, but it felt thick. Mm-hmm. So at that point, I was like, what the hell this is? And I wiped it, and I saw red. So I jumped up.
All freak out.
I jumped up. I'm like, damn, I got a bloody nose. It's like, okay, fine. The circulation in the room, Lord knows what type of hotel I was in anyway. I was like, okay, so I got up, and I was like, I'm going to stop my nosebleed.
Mm-hmm.
So it went for about 20 minutes, and it wouldn't stop. So at that point, I'm like, something ain't right. So I called downstairs.
20 minutes nonstop.
Nonstop.
Wow.
So I called downstairs. I'm like, say, man, can y'all call me?
Can you call 911?
No, they called 911.
Yeah, okay.
For the ambulance come, whatever, the dude. He taking his sweet time, which I get, understand.
Did they put you on a stretcher?
The EMTs, he asked me. I said, no, I'll walk. Mm-hmm. So I'm walking. I'm still bleeding now. I'm like, damn, man, this is ridiculous. And so I'm walking out the hotel. People looking at me early in the morning, whatever. Sirens, the whole lights. So I get in the back of the damn ambulance. I go around the corner one block.
One block.
I
walk back.
Somebody needs
one
to tell you that the
block.
Hospital is a block away.
What?
What? Hey, Freddie. One.
One
you
block.
You love the key getting in there like. Rah,
so
like,
I sat in there.
Wow.
I sat in there in the hospital. I was there for 4 and a half hours, something like that. But it took 2 hours and a half, 2.5 hours.
The wait time.
No, 2.5 hours for my nose to stop bleeding.
Oh, brother.
So what did they do? Like, did they put
more
stuff?
I had to pinch it, and then they gave me some medicine to put up my nose and the whole deal. And they taking a sweet little time. You know, they got a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, they got some other things going on.
And I'm sitting there. I get it. I understand it. And a different respect for first responders when you're sitting in a hospital. Like, I don't go to the hospital.
Yeah.
There's nothing for me to go to the hospital for.
You see it in real time. It's different,
but I see
man.
It in real time. And like I told him, I said, man, I got a different respect for y'all because now this is where it becomes funny. You got a bunch of people in there mad, screaming
hurt,
at them.
Hurt. Some
no,
they're like
just mad. Okay. Like, because they're in the same position of not getting the attention they think they should get. And the people just calm. They're just nice. And I was talking to the nurse, the young lady, and I said, I got a different respect for you guys because I'm hearing everything and y'all just not even stressed out. Y'all doing y'all job. It just feels much better.
It's different.
Different. But yeah, so eventually I was okay. I was able to go to upfront. And that's where you at, Jay. There's the story. A damn nosebleed.
And I'm glad you walked back to the hotel room after.
And I'm walking back, Jay. I look like something. If somebody had seen me walking back and took a picture, they'd have been like, they need to put Keyshawn in rehab right now. I mean, I had blood all on my over. Clothes. It just
it's one hell of a drug, Freddie.
I was like, Lord have mercy. Hair all,
hell of a drug.
Hair all messed up, sleep in his eyes.
After I stopped on his couch.
But hey man, it's all good though.
Yeah, thank
it
God.
It scared
for that.
The hell out of me.
Yeah.
But I'm good.
We're glad you're with us.
Yes. Me too.
Yes.
Trust me. I thought I was going to see Elizabeth.
Oh, here
man.
We go.
Jeez.
Wait.
That's all we need is Keyshawn and son. That's all we need.
Does Jay get that reference?
Oh, Jay, I hope he gets Sanford and son.
No,
I
don't know.
I haven't watched it, Freddie.
Yeah,
the kid done tried to take my card and everything because I haven't watched.
You've never watched Sanford and Son.
I've never watched seen it.
I've never seen it.
It's on cable and reruns all the time. All you got to do is look for it.
I feel you. I just
when it comes.
I got kids. I got stuff. I got
when
stuff
it
going
comes
on
TV One, he fast forward or skips.
What the hell is TV One?
You've never heard of TV One?
No.
Oh boy.
Okay, let's go.
He's a Seinfeld
let's
guy,
go,
man.
Yeah, oh let's go.
What is TV One?
No, TV One's like the equivalent of BET.
Have you ever heard of BET?
Okay, yes,
yeah,
obviously.
Like Cleo TV, Aspire.
Yeah, so when did TV One come out?
Oh, it's been out for at least 10 years.
Okay.
We're here to help you.
Wow. Really?
No, seriously. We're here. I'm not being funny here. We're here to help you from that standpoint.
Look,
if you don't know what TV One
like
is.
Girl right now. No, I'm not TV One. Yeah, okay. Oh, y'all cold, man. Now everybody going to be quiet.
No, I'm trying to let Freddie get the basketball.
Yeah, but Freddie didn't get the basketball. Now he's making the damn thing awkward. He's being
paused. Wait a minute. Wait, hold. I made it awkward? How did I make this awkward?
I'm just
Key looks like a disappointed father right now.
I'm not disappointed.
No,
I just
Key looks
to know
like
why.
A disappointed father.
We're not disappointed.
I'm just thinking how I
you both seem like disappointed elder men.
No, we're not disappointed. I just think I'm not saying I'm disappointed. I'm just dumbfounded that you never heard of TV One. That's all.
And what
I just what?
What Freddie is trying to say, Jay, is
here we go.
We have to help
you. So TV One is like the new version of BET. That's what you're telling me.
No, we just got to help you. That's all.
No, help me. Why help me?
We're going to get there.
Help me.
We're going to help you. We're going to bring you back.
Is that what you're trying to tell me?
We're going
to
bring you back, brother.
All right.
We're going to get you.
You'll bring me back or bring me forward. It's been out for 10 years. What's going on?
We'll bring it back to game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. This way, Jay can escape and Keyshawn can escape and I can escape, especially when Jimmy Butler did not allow Boston to escape as they tried to steal game one and it did not happen. That's next on Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max on ESPN Radio.
Yeah,
and
Freddie,
ESPN
and I got to read. So great toss on that one. A bunch of jerks this morning I work with. Hot news story talking about one of the best business minds in sports. Regardless of how you feel about how he runs things in Dallas, you can't deny the dude is a baller. That 3 Super Bowl run was legendary, and he turned his parents' small grocery store into an empire worth billions. So when he puts millions into a new market, valued at $1.7 trillion, it's worth paying attention to. Here's the best part, though. Now ordinary people can enter that same market without needing to own a franchise. Check it out. It's called Masterworks. What they're doing is revolutionary, which is why they've already gotten over 400,000 members on their platform and certified unicorn status. Our listeners get priority access to skip their waitlist. Just go to masterworks.io and use promo code KJM. See important Regulation A disclosures at masterworks.io/CD. That's masterworks.io, promo code KJM. Masterworks.io, promo code KJM. There is no guarantee of profits, and investing includes risk of loss. Thanks a lot for nothing, Freddie.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio, as well as ESPN 2, along with Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, and Freddie Coleman, in for Max Kellerman, part of Straight Talk, brother of Straight Talk Wireless. So here's the deal with trying to help out with Keyshawn and Jay Will, trying to explain two things.
You are the worst person ever.
I am not the worst person ever.
You are.
You are running the worst people than me. There's no way I'm the worst person ever. Because before we did the show this morning, Keyshawn didn't know what a roast was. And Tom Brady's going to have a roast. And Keyshawn said, what is that? Jay Williams didn't know what TV One was. So we're here to help both of these guys. From this standpoint, Keyshawn, a roast is, and Jay, you can take it from here, a roast when you celebrate somebody, but you make fun of them by roasting them, but showing their achievements and talking about their achievements.
Yeah, see, this would be interesting for Key, because if we did a roast for Key, I would have to make sure that I sat in a close proximity to him, because he might want to run up on stage and Will Smith somebody. You know what I mean?
So this is not, a roast is not people that you know, it's just people.
So like, it's like me being like, all right, like some people you would know, I would bring in, you know, big-time comedian, but I will also bring in comedians that didn't know you.
Yep. Personally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that didn't know
right.
you personally.
Oh, got it. Okay.
But would find information about you online or things okay. that happened mm-hmm. and literally jab you in front of okay. all your yep. friends.
Oh,
and,
that's but, fine. That's yeah, like every yeah. day then.
Until it goes viral, until other people start. That's right. where, you know, that's yeah, where it gets a little bit next level, though. Yeah, Fred, you know what I mean?
The reason I don't know about a roast, is I tell Jay, like I tell Jay, you know me, I don't, that doesn't, like, I don't get it, right? It's not, like, fun uh-huh. to me to go to an event.
Right.
That would be fun for you, though. That would be fun for
you. It'd be fun for you,
Key. That would be fun for you, though.
I'm with Jay-Will on this one. It'd be fun for you.
Really? If we had a little tequila sponsor, it would be good.
I've been invited to many of them, and I've never, ever gone.
You should go.
And I'm never watching them on TV. I just.
It's like the dozens on TV is what it is.
It's like our show times 10 every day.
Yeah, yes, exactly. You roast me, like, once a day.
Yes, exactly.
January 6th.
Oh, wow, really? Really?
Okay. Jeez,
what? I'm just joking.
But I don't.
It's a roast. Welcome to a roast when things get personal.
Exactly. See? Just like
that's
that.
What happens.
Oh, okay.
It gets very, like, people will take. Yes. Like, somebody will definitely come at me on my whole accident. Like, 1,000%. You have to be prepared to go into it for something like that.
Right. Like he does exactly. every day.
Like he does every day.
And then TV One for yes. Jay is yes. just another.
See where he's trying to go? See how he's trying to twist
another,
it? That's why I can't find his words,
network.
Freddie. See?
Well,
that's why I can't find his words.
I'm trying
that's
to
what his ass get.
I'm just trying to be smart about everything.
Yes.
That's all.
Mm-hmm. The TV One.
Man,
Jay,
just,
TV,
I got it now.
You got your TV One's like a black version of Me TV.
I understand it, man.
Okay.
I got it now. But it was your awkward silence that made it bad.
But you may seem like I was a disappointed parent. You know, I wasn't disappointed.
Because you sounded disappointed.
No. I was just dumbfounded that you had never heard of TV One because you're pretty educated. That's what I was saying. That's why I was silent.
All right. Key, have you seen The Chi? Have you seen Godfathers of Harlem? See, yeah. I can. Okay. See, I'm going to start going through all of it. You know what I mean?
Yes. It is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPN2, and SiriusXM Channel 80. Infamous Kellerman, Freddie Coleman, my man Keyshawn Johnson, my other man, Jay Williams. It's time to give you that straight talk, brought by Straight Talk Wireless.
Why I got to be the other man, though?
I got to be the other man?
If we're blank man, why I got to be other guy?
What are you talking about?
You said my other man.
You're getting way too personal this morning.
It's like, we're blank man, and blank man's with other guy.
You're getting way too personal this morning, brother.
Way personal. Early.
Man.
I'm losing credit by the second.
No, you're not losing credit.
I mean, you're the one that brings awkward subject matter up.
I brought up, wait a minute. You work with Keyshawn every day, and I brought up awkward subject matter?
That's fair. That is a
I'm the bad guy in this piece here? Wow.
Look at Key like a bad kid being quiet.
He's like, look, this ain't about me right now, because he didn't say it. He's like, my name's Bennett. I'm not in it from that standpoint. But plenty of people were in it when it comes to last night, guys, with Miami. And I saw a stat that I could not believe with the Miami Heat so far in the playoffs. 1-0 in the Eastern Conference Finals, Jay. They've outscored their opponents by plus 102 in the third quarter so far in the playoffs. And it was a nuclear third quarter for them, where they outscored Boston 39-14. Everything that Boston did right in the first half, completely the other way in the third quarter, and Miami got that victory in game one.
So, look, I'm ready to do this, and it's wild that I'm doing this, but I'm going to do it. So, Jimmy Butler's name belongs in the same breath with Michael Jordan.
Okay.
Crazy, right? As the only players in a single postseason averaging 28 points per game, 5 assists, 2 steals on 50-plus percent shooting from the field. I just want you to think about that for a second, Key. We just said Jimmy Butler's name in the same breath with MJ for what this dude is doing in this postseason. So the conversations about Jimmy Butler being that guy to carry a team to a world championship, man, just throw that out the window, because this dude can. He can. And I'm not going to sit up here and make excuses, because obviously I think if Marcus Smart were playing, if you go back to the 2020 conference finals, he held Jimmy Butler to 23% shooting from the field. So I think that was a huge minimizer, equalizer that was not in the game, because they targeted Peyton Pritchard every possession. I mean, everyone. If there was a player, have you ever been on the court or in a situation where you feel just like me in the last segment? I'm like, damn, TV1, should I know that? It feels extremely uncomfortable. That's who Peyton Pritchard was on the floor every single time when they were on defense, because they kept finding the right matchup to get him on the player they wanted him to guard. And Jimmy Butler took advantage of that. That led to 17 points in the third quarter and led to a pretty easily game that they won at home.
Well, the Miami Heat and Eric Spoelstra and company shouldn't apologize for Pritchard being on the floor and for Butler taking advantage of him. And that's what good scouting is about. That's what the advanced scouting is about. And that's also about studying film, understanding the weak opponent, so you can let your top player dominate on the floor. 41 points, 9 boards. And you mentioned Michael Jordan, and you say, we are talking about him in the same breath as Michael Jordan because he's doing Michael Jordan-like things in the postseason. That is why. If he was shooting 40% and only scoring 25 points, we probably wouldn't be having that conversation. But because those numbers are equal, Jay, we're having a conversation of as Michael Jordan. Now, a lot of people probably look to Jimmy Butler because when you go to Chicago, Minnesota, and Philly, they never really saw this version of Jimmy Butler. Everybody's always looking for an excuse to talk about how he arrived in the NBA. He was a defensive player first. His offensive game wasn't there. But that wasn't where he was focused at. His focus was, I need to figure out how to stay in the NBA. Mm-hmm. And once he did that, now you go to Miami with Eric Spoelstra and company, and they unleash him on the offensive side of the ball, which we look at now and we think is something different. He always, if you go back and you look at his career, has been able to score points at a high volume, just not on a consistent basis.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio, ESPN2, Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, and Freddie coming in for Max Kellerman. Eric Spoelstra, the Heat head coach, has something great to say about what makes Jimmy Butler especially in the playoffs.
Jimmy Butler is an elite competitor. You know, there's a lot of guys in this league that are playing basketball. He's competing to win. That's a totally different thing, and he does that as well as anybody in this league.
So, Freddie, I remember watching a game a couple of months ago, and I forget who the Heat were playing against, but it was that whole reaction that Jimmy Butler had with Eric Spoelstra. Now, I lived down in Miami for 3 years. I spent time, Nick Arison, was a manager on our basketball team at Duke. He is the president and CEO of the Miami Heat. I've been down to games. I've done D-Wade's fantasy camp, and I spent time with Eric Spoelstra a lot of time. He is one of the most mild-mannered, most competitive dudes you will ever meet. He kind of resembles a lot of Pat Riley, that kind of aura, right? I've never seen him lose his stuff, ever.
Right.
And in that moment, he said, "I." It was quoted about Jimmy Butler when that blow-up happened. I knew your ass was crazy, right? He said that out loud. But one of the things is, Jimmy Butler is crazy. That's why you love him. He's the kind of crazy that you want on your damn team because he's always needling people. He's always pushing you. Now, that can wear some people out. But for a culture like the Miami Heat, for what he brings to the table and the way they defend it, the way they communicate, like, this team is the real deal. Now, I think it's a different series of Marcus Smart and Al Horford back because Al Horford not being on the court then allowed Bam Adebayo to own the paint, which kind of, you know, it kind of soaks up all those driving lanes. But still, man, it was a demonstrative statement they made last night in game one at home.
But remember, as we talk about guys with matchups and mismatches, we've seen the Celtics rebound. For example, they lose game one of a series against the Milwaukee Bucks. They rebound. They wound up winning that series.
Yeah.
This is the kind of basketball team that is not going to allow performance like that to deter them because as great as he was in the third quarter and the second half, the Celtics continue to make this a game. And we'll see what happens. Marcus Smart gets back and Al Horford, who may not be around for game two of this series. So we'll see exactly how that's going to manufacture itself. But the one thing I'll say about Jimmy Butler, and Jay, you can start, Key, you can chime in with this. When you have a guy that knows he's the dude and believes he's the dude and everybody believes it, it can take you a long, long way. They may have taken time for people to realize that about Jimmy Butler, but Miami knew it. That's why they pursued him. And you know there are plenty of 76ers fans that die a little bit inside seeing Jimmy Butler do this the way that he didn't do that for Philadelphia, getting a chance to, that James Harden didn't do in the playoff series, that the Miami Heat beat the Philadelphia 76ers.
Leadership is brought to the table in many different ways, and I think people don't understand that sometimes. They look at professional athletes and not really understand how they lead, right? You look at Jimmy Butler and his attitude. I like that. I could play with him. It's like Patrick Beverly. He'll join us at 7:45. I hate Patrick Beverly as an opponent. Mm-hmm. I love him as a teammate, and I feel the same way about Jimmy Butler because of the attitude, the things that he brings to the table. Pat Riley and company, when they went out and got Jimmy Butler, they knew those sort of things. They knew they needed that grit, that toughness, that certain stare down as part of their locker room. Because when you have a guy like that, championship teams, everybody got one of those.
Mm-hmm,
you can't have a bunch of softies. It's not going
to
work.
And one last thing, Freddie. Yo, shout out to Gabe Vincent and Max Strus.
Tremendous.
Undrafted players that are starting for a team in the Eastern Conference Finals and a team that has not played without Kyle Lowry in the postseason.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Max Strus put Duncan Robinson on the bench. That guy's a darling a couple of years ago.
We just got a big deal, Freddie.
Yeah,
got a massive deal.
And now all of a sudden, he's definitely the odd man out when it comes to Miami on this playoff run up 1-0 in the Eastern Conference Finals. That's part of Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Thanks for joining us here. Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max. Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman, in for Max Kellerman. 10 minutes from how would you roast a guy like Tom Brady? That comes your way in 10 minutes. And can Luka Doncic out-Dirk Dirk Nowitzki and beat the Golden State Warriors in the Western Conference playoffs? That's coming up after Keyshawn, who knows what a roast is now. So what athlete would we want to roast? We'll talk about that. And we'll also have this from Straight Talk Wireless and Keyshawn Johnson.
Out-Dirk Dirk.
I know one thing that the director needs to fix my lighting because I look really, really dark.
Well,
cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. Actually, it feels great. And you should try it. So cut your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless, now offering a $45 Silver Unlimited plan, 5 gigabytes of hotspot, and nationwide 5G on America's largest and most dependable network. The $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk, Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. A month equals 30 days. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G compatible device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, sometimes we get our words crossed. You know, it happens. Yeah. It happens, Freddie.
Yeah, I wonder how you spell Shabakal.
I was thinking Boggle. Yeah,
that's
like, you know,
okay.
Boggle? You know, like play. Yeah.
In this day and age, Webster's Dictionary has everything wide open. So, hey, you can add a word to Webster's Dictionary from that standpoint. Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max. Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Wins, Freddie coming in for Max Kellerman on ESPN Radio, ESPN2, the ESPN app, and SiriusXM Channel 80. 10 minutes away from can Luka Doncic out Dirk Nowitzki and help the Dallas Mavericks beat the Golden State Warriors in Western Conference Finals. We'll do that in about 10 minutes. Now, a little birdie told me that you two dudes are going to be playing two other dudes, meaning Barton Hahn, in a two-on-two basketball game that's going to happen on June 1st. And for some godforsaken reason, a little birdie also told me that I'm going to be refereeing this whole event. So, yes, money is not an option.
How much do you need for us to get the right calls?
It can be a necessity. I can be your Tim Donahue in this situation if you pay me right from that standpoint. But there is video of J. Will, who we all know, great player at Duke, had his time in the NBA, having a chance to get ready by getting ready at the Williams Casa with his two kids, getting ready for this whole thing involving J. Will and Keyshawn on one side and Barton Hahn, Bart Scott, and Alan Hahn on the other side. Now, there's cute factor, and then there's what you're about to see involving Jay and his kids as Jay is getting ready to help Keyshawn beat Barton Hahn as they have the broadcast, the showdown involving these four guys. Go ahead, J. Will. Set up your own thing.
You, Alan Hahn, you, Bart Scott. Let's go, Millie. Go dunk it, Millie. Go dunk it.
Just trying to get her to shoot the ball. She had a turnover. My son, who typically always shoots the rock, for some reason decided to be – he got called Ben Simmons in the text thread by some of our colleagues, which is a little bit messed up.
She got some Candace Parker in her.
Yeah, she's ready for it.
Yeah.
His son certainly has some Ben Simmons.
This is the part that he just got, I'm like, shoot the rock, son. Shoot it. Don't stand by the bucket. Shoot the ball.
It gives me nothing. And DNA got watered down, it looked like, Jay.
Shut up, kid. What you mean? Leave my kids. They're all right.
You're trying to force him to shoot, and he won't shoot.
I'm trying to, because we shooters in the family. My daughter's at least working on it. My son's just standing there. Like, I got to grab him, push him up in the air. I'm trying to do something. I'm trying to get a workout, Keith. Then I got Denzel Washington just looking to get in the game. He just wants to play.
Oh, your dog's name's Denzel?
Denzel.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Denzel Washington. That's what we do in our house.
By the way, cute factor, Freddie.
I noticed some really nice stuff in the house, like those
floors.
This
is what Key does.
Yeah.
Well, Key goes to hardwood. His thing is, Freddie, Key will call me. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what's up, Key? He'll be like, hardwood floors? Mm-hmm. Do you have any? I'm like, what? It's 8 o'clock at night.
Not for nothing. The Williams Casa is looking pretty dope, though.
It's all right.
Front.
It's well, really work hard.
You worked hard for it. Don't be shy about it.
Yeah, I'm not shy about it.
What are they?
See, here he goes.
Hickory,
here he goes.
The floors?
Here he goes. Here he goes. Here he goes. See?
Hey, I just want to
know. That happens every time, Freddie. Here we go. We go deep into it.
But now Key has his answer about hardwood floors.
Yeah, well,
you know what? I've had hardwood floors.
I knew he had hardwood floors. I knew that.
That's what, Freddie, you know what?
Jay is not a Mediterranean guy. He's probably got a Hampton-style house.
Yes, hardwood. You're not too far from the truth on that one.
Look at that. That's like
imported bamboo.
What
are
that?
imported
y'all leave
bamboo.
My crib alone, man.
Really?
Hey, you know what, Freddie? You know when Key be FaceTiming you, I take myself to the corner of a room just stand so he can't see nothing. Because I ain't trying to give him no ammunition for any show.
That is true. That is.
It's all good though, man. Yeah. You worked hard.
Exactly. Yeah. But not for nothing. I'm looking forward to this number one because I want to see exactly because Jay, you still got the handles.
There's I still no got them, yes, that. And I still got the shot.
Right, and Key's got the height advantage because he's taller, so he can post up people when it comes to Bart Scott and Allen Hahn.
Well, Allen's taller than me.
So Allen's going to be guarding Key.
He's lighting the britches, though.
Allen's going to be guarding Key. Yeah, Bart's going to be guarding me because Bart's going to try to sweep the leg. So I'm going to need Key to go to work for a little bit on Allen.
But see, the crazy thing is, Freddie, is they don't understand. I can still move.
Sure.
And when you turn on the switch, I'm not going to – go out on the court and embarrass myself or Jay. It's just not going to happen.
True.
And it's just not going to happen. I wouldn't do it. Not going to do it.
Yates, you know what I'm going to need? I'm going to need us to get some slow-mo footage of Key making those offensive moves. I have a feeling that's going to be great content.
All you need is for him to be the Kyle Anderson to your Ja Morant. Yeah. That's all you need.
Yo, Key, you see that jab, Jay? You see that jab step, Jay?
Sweeping him. Oh, yeah. Key going to be all the facial expressions. Yeah.
A whole bunch of noises. Like, you know how boxers throw their punches? Yep.
All day long.
As long as we don't hear, oh, my leg. As long as we don't hear that on June 1st.
Yes, we're good. We're good.
The nine pump fakes.
Foul! Key, the possession's over. Why are you still pump faking?
Be like the first ever, like, 84-second shot clock in history. That's when all the pump fakes to end.
When they get older and they play that hoop, though, they're pump fake, boy. They do nine of them.
Nah, see, that's what, Freddie, you got to get Key walking out of the dressing room, like the outfit. The outfits are going to be everything for our uniforms, our warm-ups. I mean, we coming right.
By the way, you guys tweeted that out about people choosing your uniforms. By the way, did they? Yeah. Oh, yeah. It looks sweet. It's on Twitter already. I saw it last night. So go on the Twitter handle and check it out at Keyshawn J and Max and pick the uniforms for these guys to wear when they face Bart and Hahn on June 1st. Special guest referee, or in this case, maybe special guest judge, will be Freddie Coleman.
How long you think this going to last, though? For real.
I want the over and under on that one. On the 2-on-2 challenge.
So game's 2-11. Okay. Make it, take it.
They tried to stretch the game. They tried
to say, make the game like 21 points.
Really?
Nah.
They tried to stretch it. They was and on top of that, they did not want to make it, take it. They were like, no.
Yeah. What's up with the last metric? Went pro, yes. Allen Hahn, no.
This is all the making of this game turn like something from Oz on HBO. That's what that has.
Hey, yo, real talk though?
Yeah.
Respect for the 6-2. 3-4, so I like that.
Well, it's not a lie.
I like that little shut up, Key. Yeah. That's what big tall dudes do. You're trying to add the extra little
goodness.
You damn right I am.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. 6-2 and 3-quarters, not just 6-2.
It matters. Freddie out here 5-4, man.
Harry Potter.
5-4. Hey, hold on now. I ain't Kevin Hart now. 5'10".
You 5'10"?
Yeah, 5'10". Not Kevin Hart down out here.
No. Why you got demean Kevin Hart?
He's 5'4". He lives up to his height. He talks about that. He's proud of being 5'4". He's a grown little
why
man.
Are you trying to
like
roast Kevin Hart? Kevin Hart didn't do nothing to you. He didn't do anything to defend himself.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Why are we going? We're not going down this road here. Keyshawn,
you see, I deflect real quick to you.
We're not doing that here on ESPN Radio and ESPN2. Like we mentioned, June 1st, Bart Hahn on one side, Keyshawn J on the other side. It'll be a 2-on-2 basketball game. Make it, take it. First one to get to 11 is going to win it. We explained what a roast early this hour to Keyshawn Johnson for a reason, because Netflix has announced a roast of Tom Brady. And Key had a chance to understand exactly what that's all about. He said he's never been to one. He's been invited to a couple. He said, that's not for me. When Jay will not explain it to me, he said, okay, I understand it. Not that he's going to go, but he understands it now. And we're going to put that out there on Twitter as well. And I'll throw this question to you. And Key, you can start first. And Jay, well, you can chime in. What celebrity would you like to see roasted if you had a chance to be a part of that?
You know, I've been sitting here trying to think. And who would I like to be roasted? It would have to be somebody that is not a whole lot out on them, because in this day and age with social media and all the different little media outlets and stuff, you know a lot about a lot of people, so to speak. I want to know about somebody that I just don't know about. Mm-hmm. Like somebody, Jay. Like, who would it be?
It might be better if it was about somebody that you did know about. Like, Bill Belichick would be one I would love to see.
That's just because he would be a good one.
He would probably start getting somewhat angry, you know, because he's petty by it. And Key knows him, but Key would start laughing. So the visual of seeing Key laughing next to Bill Belichick.
That's a good one.
Coach K, for me, I would love that. That's I would love Coach K.
I'm just trying to think of a celebrity that I know that I don't know a lot about.
Okay.
Dirk?
Like Dirk?
But Dirk would have fun with it, though.
Yeah, Dirk would have fun with it.
Michael Jordan would be perfect for me.
D-Wade would be funny. Michael Jordan.
See, I want the inside dirt, though, right? Isn't that what you want with this? Nobody knows about.
But here's they're going to find out stuff about you now, like real stuff.
Okay.
Like, that's where it always.
So with Tom Brady, they're doing this thing on Netflix, right? Mm-hmm. And so the guys, and you got to explain this to me because, again, I'm oblivious to this. This is all new to me. So people that are going to be the comedians or friends, they're going to be people that he knows and people that he doesn't know.
Right.
And it's all everything, right? They can talk about his sex life. They can just talk about everything.
They can talk about everything. Talk about why your cheekbones look that way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They're going to talk about everything.
Nothing is off limits.
Nothing.
Nothing. Not at all.
Why your lips got a little extra pop.
No.
What? I'm just throwing things out there that people have thrown out.
Why your lips got a little extra pop. What does that mean?
I don't know.
It sounded pretty good.
Are you insinuating?
I'm not insinuating anything.
James is
it good jeans or good docs? Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, here we go.
This is a great doc.
It is. But James Steele, one of our producers, he told me before the show, and he said, Jay, who would you like to see Keyshawn Johnson roasted by?
Ooh, Keyshawn Johnson. Mm-hmm.
I don't need anything uncomfortable.
Cat Williams, Cat.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Cat.
Key would run up on that stage and strangle
him, man. Oh, because Cat would go far with it.
He would go deep.
He would go deep with it.
I'd rather see Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, Jamie,
that's a good one.
Because Jamie will keep it more PG.
Jamie's going to go hard.
Oh, he'll get cold on you.
Yeah, he'll get cold on you in a heartbeat. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've experienced some Jamie.
Jamie's good, though.
Jamie is good. Yeah, if anybody
Jamie
can
do a hell of a Stephen A. I could tell you that when he'd be doing the hairline, he'd be killing me.
Who would roast Stephen A. By the way, who would roast him?
Jamie Foxx could. Yeah.
And when is this Tom Brady thingy?
It's on Netflix.
When?
When is it on Netflix? By the way.
Maybe I'll have.
They
to,
just announced it. I'll
find it, and maybe I have to tune into it because it'll be interesting to see. I'm sure. I don't know how long they're gonna keep my attention, but I certainly will. Chime in to see what it is.
It's Tom Brady post Patriot way, and believe me, he's got everybody's attention in the NFL and outside the National Football
League.
And
do you have to agree to this?
I'm sure he agreed to it for a price. I don't think he's doing this for volunteer.
No, I mean the roast, though. Like, when someone roasts you, you have to agree to
it. Oh, see, because you have to be there.
You have to be there.
Okay. Like, you don't have to take it.
Yeah.
Like, that's my thing.
Exactly. Like Jay Will said, you can be offended by it, but you still got to sit there and take it.
Yeah.
Key's face gave it away. He's like,
that's what I'm saying, Freddie.
Man, like, I just don't be liking all in my stuff.
Because you know why, though? Because they'll be all in Key's bag, and then the camera will be panned right on Key's face.
They get the digging in the trash can.
Uh-huh. That's what I'm saying. Everything.
The
they digging everything.
And all of just your whole
They're going to bring up
getting
everything.
Gritty
that's
and
what,
dirty.
See, I'm ready for it now.
Getting gritty and dirty.
And then you know what? Then, Freddie, your family want to be there. Like, should I bring my family? Is it something I want to?
Well, put it this way. Your family's going to be a part of that roast, too. You won't be spared by your family from that.
Really?
No, not at all. Which celebrity would you want to roast? 888-SAY-ESPN 888-729-3776. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio, ESPN2, the ESPN app, and SiriusXM Channel 80. Don't forget the road to the rematch is on as bantamweight champ Juliana Pena and former champ Amanda Nunez go head-to-head as coaches on the historic 30th season of The Ultimate Fighter. Stream the series now exclusively on ESPN Plus. Sign up now at ESPNplus.com. Now let's get back to the NBA.
I'm going to ride the Mavericks a bit here because they have the best player in the series.
Just understand that Luka's going to do what Luka does, and that's be a great scorer. What you want to do is cut down his facilitating, obviously, and try to control those role players. And Dinwiddie and Brunson are going to be the two main guys moving forward that Luka's going to need if this team has any hope.
I think that Dallas will win a couple of games. I can see right now I got the Warriors in six.
What?
Huh?
Jay, well, you brought up something about Luka Doncic about to play in the Western Conference Finals Game 1 for Dallas, covering ESPN Radio at 8:30 Eastern time tonight, playing in San Francisco versus Golden State. And you compare Luka Doncic to LeBron James in this way. For those who didn't hear that, what was that way?
So LeBron James, in his fourth season, took his team to the NBA Finals. And we all know that Luka Doncic, one of his idols, is LeBron James. LeBron James tried to sign him to his signature shoe line. Doncic decided not to do that. But their games mirror each other. And we were talking about this before. And like, and I got a lot of respect. I saw Spencer Dinwiddie when he was here in Brooklyn. Dude can ball out. He can play. Jalen Brunson is going to get a bag this offseason. You got guys like Dorian Finney-Smith, Reggie Bullock, really good two-way players to a degree, but better lockdown defenders. But it's one of those things where LeBron got people paid. I can go through a list of names now, like Booby Gibson. You and I, we talk about it all the time. You play with certain dudes, it makes things look different.
Yeah, no question.
Now, I know Jalen Brunson did some things, you know, when Luka wasn't around throughout the season and things of that sort. But, like, this dude is on that same type of trajectory, it feels like, with the way he impacts the game and how he makes everybody else around him so much better where he don't get them paid.
Well, it's only a couple of players in NBA history that I can think of that makes everybody around them better. I mean, Magic Johnson is a perfect example. Yeah. He made everybody around him better. LeBron James clearly made everybody around him better. And Luka's doing some of that. You mirror that conversation when you go back and you look at young LeBron James in Cleveland, made everybody around him better. So he was able to will them to a championship. They didn't win it, but he was able to get them there. Mm-hmm. Luka is in that situation. The problem that Luka's going to run up against is that the Golden State Warriors just have too many guys, in my opinion.
Sure.
You cannot win by yourself in the NBA. You can get there. We've seen many people get there. We've watched Kawhi Leonard take Toronto, but he also got that help when he needed from Kyle Lowry, Capella. Those guys chipped in. I don't necessarily see the Dallas Mavericks having that. LeBron James went with Cleveland. As you mentioned, Jay, he didn't have the help.
Yeah.
But when he got to other places, he got the
help. The help.
And he was able to win.
And when he got back to Cleveland, because Kyrie was already there, they bring in Kevin Love from Minnesota. So he wasn't a one-man gang in Cleveland the second time around like he was the first time.
Yes.
You look at Luka Doncic, and Dirk Nowitzki went through this as well because he was never able to find everybody from the Justice League to help him out. He had guys, but he didn't have a dude. And more than ever before, and you guys know this, you got to need dude B to go with dude A.
Question.
If you're going to have a puncher chance of winning a championship.
No question.
I'm going to tell y'all, man, I know everybody's going to favorite Golden State, and I will have Golden State. I will pick them to win as well. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to be as easy as people think it's going to be, though. Like, this dude's a bad boy, man.
No, he is.
I'm telling you, real talk, as somebody who is crazy competitive, I'm going to talk trash to you. Like, he has all that to him, man.
Let me ask you this, that's how he's built. Let me ask you this, though, Jason.
Why are you calling my full government name like that?
If Luka gives you, what can he give you max?
40 plus?
Okay, so let's say he give you 40 max. Let's just stop there.
Okay.
What are the brothers going to give you, Clay and Steph?
Well,
combined, what can they give you?
So that's what it comes down to. I mean, they can give you 50.
Okay, so they're going to give you 50.
If they're both on their game.
Let's just say they give you 25 apiece or whatever, average 25 apiece. But then you got Poole, you got Wiggins, and then you're going to get your little crumbs from Draymond. So where are you going to get that from with the Mavericks? Well, that's the problem that I have. Or if you say I'm getting something from Poole and Steph, now all of a sudden you got Thompson, you got Draymond, and you got Wiggins. They say, well, it's a night off for them. It's going to give you Poole and Wiggins.
Can I tell you what I do? I make them a two-point scoring team. I run them off the three-point line. And that's what Dallas did to Utah. Utah, you know, is a team that's shooting around 43% during the regular season from the three-point line. All of a sudden, they were shooting 35% in the playoffs because their whole game plan was to run them off the three-point line. So, like, my thing is Golden State can outshoot you, right, all day. They get hot. They're continuity offense. But if you stay home at shooters and you force them to get layups, right, all of a sudden that slows down their momentum. And then that keeps you on games. You can't let them have those momentum bursts, Freddie, because that's when they pull away from you, right, if they get hot from the outside.
But also on the other side, Luka's going to get his. I've always been a big believer, and you guys know this, certain guys are going to have their say. no matter what you do.
Yes.
It can be any sport, but certain guys that are dudes are going to have their say. It's when they do it. Because when Luka had his say in Game 6 and Game 7, he affected everybody on against the Phoenix Suns and for the Dallas Mavericks. Same with Golden State, Jay. You mentioned about that momentum. Luka's going to get his 35-40. It's how he gets it and what kind of impact that he gets. If he's getting 35-40 and Dinwiddie's giving you 25 and Jalen Brunson's giving you 20, now he's affecting the game because now he's getting 40 and also getting 10 assists. It's how they can limit his impact where he's going to be a one-man gang, but if everybody steps up, you can't have him helping out. They got to try to do it above their skis more than anything else.
The problem that I have with Freddie just said, though, he's going to get his against the Suns and things like that. I don't personally see Golden State being Phoenix, where all of a sudden Steph Curry, Jay, gives you 10 points and Klay gives you 11 or vice versa, depending on pool or whatever. I don't see what we saw them in game five, was it five or six, against Memphis. I don't see them acting like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is what Dallas is going to have to rely on to win the game.
I just want to put it into perspective for both y'all, man. This dude is shooting 47% from the field and 35% from the three-point line. Is his worst shooting percentage in his playoff career. And he's averaging 31, 10, and 6. How stupid is that? He's not even shooting the ball well. He's not even playing the best of his ability of what he played for before. So that's all I'm trying to say, man. Like, a lot of times with this dude, when you catch lightning in the bottle – if he elevates his game against these guys, it's different.
We'll see who's going to be the roaster and the roastee when it comes to Luka Doncic on one side for the Dallas Mavericks and the Golden State Warriors on the other side trying to win their fourth championship with Steph, Klay, and Draymond. Speaking of roasting, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Angel in Arizona, we're talking about what celebrity or athlete would you want to roast and why. Angel, the floor is yours.
Hey, how's it going, guys? How are you guys doing?
Good, we're good.
So my celebrity I want to roast is Ben Simmons. Probably combine all you guys' three salaries is probably more than what he earned sitting on the bench the entire year of the season.
Man, leave Ben Simmons' ass alone. He's going through something mental right now. Just let's let him breathe for a second.
It would not be a good roast.
It would not be good.
We get roasted every single day.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. His life is a roast right now.
All you got to do is tune in the first take.
Yeah. Okay. Where's the lie from that standpoint?
No lie.
Keyshawn,
no
Jay Will and Max, Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Freddie coming in for Max Kellerman. And what Celtics said, I got to be better. I will be better after losing game one to Miami last night. That's next on ESPN Radio, ESPN2, and the ESPN app.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.